At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
And Jefferson Pilot Sports present the best in college basketball, the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Why doesn't sports sound like this anymore?
Today's game is brought to you by U.S. Air.
Can we bring this back?
I'm for it.
Do you know how many times I've brought up to management, can we get a jingle package? They're expensive, I understand that. But I would absolutely love if we do a full-on callback to, you know, Sports Radio 99, WCMC, Joe and Joe. Like, who says no to that? Apparently management does.
All you gotta do is go get the Sands of the Hourglass or the...
Oh, get Rand?
Yeah. No, yeah. Like the actual go to the a cappella group that's in school and buy them a bow box and we're on our way. I don't know why we gotta go get all these people.
Nah, in the days of name, image, and likeness, that's no way happening. They're gonna want too much for that.
Bet you I can get us a jingle for a lunch.
For a bow box?
For less than you got today. That's for sure.
What?
You know what you got today.
That might come up.
Okay.
Let's answer some Hey Joe questions.
Joe cracked
I'm scared.
The
What did Joe get today? Hey, Joe, what did you get today?
We'll get to that.
Okay. First one comes from Brian. Hey, Joe, if Bally goes belly up, what happens to watching the Canes?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I saw the story. I forgot who initially broke the news, so apologies. But there's been subsequent television industry write-ups on this. Sinclair, who made one of the worst gambles in sports television of all time by buying the distressed assets that were regional sports networks in the aftermath of the Disney-Fox deal.
The worst.
Filed for bankruptcy. And this puts into jeopardy Bally Sports, which is the regional sports network that Sinclair owns. Bally Sports is your home for the Carolina Hurricanes. Most nights, like 90% of your nights watching regular season games, some of that goes to ESPN and part of their NHL deal. What that means for Bally Sports and regional sports networks, I have no idea. If I could put my speculative hat on, there could be another conglomerate that comes in and breaks up these regional sports networks even further. But I honestly think that the leagues, and we've already seen some poking around on this when it comes to the digital rights, I do think that the leagues themselves are going to now produce these regional sports networks. We've gotten to the point with digital apps and the breaking out of standalone apps. You know, you've got Peacock, you've got Paramount Plus. Hulu is essentially the de facto Disney Fox bundle at this point in time, and I'm a subscriber to Hulu Live. And baseball would probably be the one that takes the charge on this because they were the ones that really ushered in an era of digital rights when they came up with Baseball Advanced Media Tech, BAM Tech, which is actually the backbone of ESPN's digital stuff and Disney's digital stuff. Anyway, I'm getting into the weeds. I apologize. Point being that the leagues themselves, I can envision if this thing goes truly belly up and nobody wants to buy the regional networks, the leagues themselves buy it back and then essentially, the NHL would sell you access to the Carolina Hurricanes. That's where I see this going.
Or, you know, maybe just put the stupid games on ESPN Plus like everybody else so I can actually watch them.
That would have to be a renegotiation with ESPN. That's what that would have to be. So, essentially, I see it going the way that I just described. Although, hey.
I believe you. I'm just saying.
Why not?
Sometimes we just like to ignore the obvious answer.
I know. What? Why not Canes Plus?
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group.
Right? We got WREL Sports Plus, WREL Plus. Let's get some Canes Plus. We take it over. Right?
I'm okay with that.
We probably can't afford it. Next up.
I got a proposition for you.
You know, some of us work for Bally and are very curious to see what happens.
Yeah. Gotta love when you find out about your own job status in the media.
What happens to athletes and coaches?
Happens
all the time.
Man.
Oh,
happens
I got traded? Sure.
Yep. Happens in our business.
From Steve, hey, Joe, there's a trend of people moving from Twitter to Mastodon.
Sure.
However, there's a lack of sports talk there. Do you see sports journalists, leagues, teams, et cetera, migrating anytime soon?
No, not anytime soon. There's been any number of social media platforms that are just trying to recreate what Twitter already does and people are invested in. I mean, honestly, that's why I'm just kind of riding Twitter until the app stopped working. And I'll tell you what. It's kind of a wonky app these days. Not everything works all the time anymore. I wonder why. It's almost like they don't have any engineers working on stuff. Honestly, in terms of sports conversations, if we want to get futuristic with it, I don't think the future is in these public platforms like Twitter. I've seen more and more of a shift of people having their own private conversations, glorified group chats. I mean, we all know, and you might be a part of as a listener, an old email thread of you and your college buddies that still goes on today. Maybe it's transitioned over to a group text. Maybe it's transitioned to a Slack channel. Maybe you do this stuff on Discord. I mean, I know that younger demographics don't really use social media like we use social media, and they're actually gravitating to more private messaging and their own groups. So to that end, I can just see this kind of stuff going away in terms of mass amounts of people talking about things publicly on Twitter.
And that would be okay.
I'd be okay with that. Be perfectly okay with that. You can't pry Reddit from me, though. You can take Twitter from me. Don't take Reddit from me. Next up.
How you doing?
From Corey. Hey, Joe, maybe the Carolina Hurricanes don't get another stadium series, but give me Canes Preds at Bristol. Who says no?
Whew, if you think the sight lines at Carter-Finley Stadium are going to be bad, what do you think they would be like at Bristol Motor Speedway? Where they played a football game and had some pretty incredibly bad sight lines for that. I mean, for the spectacle of it, I guess.
It's still just the spectacle.
Yeah.
Do I get a race between intermissions?
Why not a race during the game?
Around the hockey. Yeah, they could easily do that.
Yeah, because if you've ever been to...
Other than, you know, the hockey players having to suck in the fumes of...
Details.
500-mile race.
Details.
That might not be best for there.
And the little bits of tire.
Yeah.
That just kind of go into the air.
But what if you put the hockey in like a snow globe?
Ooh, that'd
and it
be
was
fun.
Covered.
That'd be fun. Oh, yeah. I was actually now thinking about the bits of tire, the tire debris. That stuff ends up getting on the ice. That'd be a terrible idea.
Yeah,
that's a terrible. I'm not worried about the fumes.
Or somebody's lungs.
Nah.
Fans sit next to the track.
Yeah, that's not that.
Yes, and I'm sure no fan has ever come down with cancer from going to too many race car.
I think that probably had something to do with all the free cigarettes that they might have picked up back in the Winston days. Just saying.
Hey, man. Smoke them if you got them.
Next up.
Whoa.
This one comes from Martin. Hey, Joe, can y'all make reading Giglio mean tweets a weekly segment?
You want to? You get enough of them. That's up to you, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, we could. We definitely could. It does get a little tiresome.
Oh, what, all the mean tweets?
Just a little.
Not everybody is built like some of our colleagues who absolutely thrive off of getting dunked on. We do have some colleagues like that.
It wasn't getting dunked on. It was people just not being nice.
Yeah, I mean, same thing.
There's a difference. Calling somebody a clown is not dunking. Dunking on someone is actually, like, there is a talent to
that.
There's
an art to it.
There's not, like, oh, you're a clown. You suck. Oh, okay. Got it.
Fair enough. Next up.
Yeah!
from Bill. Hey, Joe, now that ACC kickoff is 3 days instead of two, how many 40s of High Life will you consume this summer?
Yeah, I got that email today that the ACC Football Media Day, or days, plural, which takes place in July. We go out there, and this past year, Julio showed up to a convenience store at 8 o'clock in the morning to buy some High Lifes to pour one out for the Coastal. With no divisions, they're not going to break it up into 2 days, a division a day. They're going to break it up over 3 days. Why?
We need to have onesies made for the new ACC divisionless football. I don't know about you, when someone has a baby,
mm-hmm.
they always get gifts that are immediately useful,
mm-hmm.
right? Natural for you. Hey, I'm gonna get you some diapers.
Yeah, that's right? Always a good one. Right?
I need those. I'm gonna get you a newborn or 3 month onesie. I always get people who have a baby a 1 year old onesie.
Yep.
Because by the time your kid turns one, you're like, I now have nothing, mm-hmm. and I've been suckling at the teat of all these free gifts
mm-hmm.
for the last 6 to 9 months, and now all of a sudden, when I actually need a gift, I don't have it.
Well, that's the teat you're suckling on. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So I always get 1 year or 12 month onesies. So we should get 12 month onesies made for the ACC kickoff that say divisionless football.
Thank you for correcting yourself because you forget your time as a new
it's
dad.
Not a year.
You're not. It's 12 to 18 months.
12 months.
12 yes. to 18 months and 18 to 24 months.
And depending on when your kid is born, like they could just wear the onesie
mm-hmm.
that for like a good 4 to 5 months from March to August.
So typically, now we're out of this mode, but the go-to gift was the Gerber like multi-pack of white onesies.
Yes.
Because the cheap ones, right?
Correct.
And the reason why you get the cheap ones, they don't have to be white.
Sometimes they make them blue.
They make them blue. They have patterns.
Pink.
And they got some pattern ones
in there. A flower
there.
Or a little dog on there.
Yeah, sure, all that kind of stuff. But what I'm getting at, it's the Gerber or the, what was the one, what was the place I used to enjoy a lot? The kids' store. Oh, geez. Why am I forgetting the name of the, Carter's. Yeah, Carter's. Loved Carter's. So you go to Carter's and you get the cheap onesie pack. Get like 6 to 10 or whatever the multi-pack was because at that point in time, they're going to be blowing the diaper out.
Invariably.
You're going to get poop on that soiled. Diaper. So you might as well just have a fresh few of them. It's
the
best.
I also enjoyed the sleeper with the footy pajamas.
Here's my question. Who decided that when you become an adult, snaps on the bottom go away? Like, why don't they make dress shirts? With onesie snap bottoms so that they don't become untucked.
Joe, I'm going to pass along some knowledge.
They have those for women.
I'm
right.
Pass
why,
along
why,
some
why
knowledge.
They make it for men?
Pass along some knowledge to you.
What changes?
That you've imparted upon me. There's something out there for everyone, Joe. You just have to know where to look on the internet.
Let me look up adult snap bottom onesie.
I would not recommend that.
For not on the work computer.
Even in the luxury of your
I'm
own
just,
home.
I'm just
because
thinking,
then all of a sudden your Facebook feed is then going to have Al's Pleasure Land invading your timeline.
Well, like you know in Asheville this past summer went to Asheville and went into the Mass General store and they still sell. That's the big. They sell your like T-shirts and shoes.
Why are they masked though?
Masked.
Oh, masked.
Not masked.
But you said masked.
No.
And I'm like, okay. No. Why are they still masked?
Although at the time they still wanted you to wear a mask. Anyway, they still. I did not realize they still sell the long johns with the butt trapdoor. like the classic buffalo plaid with just the flaps in the back. If you just got to go, just take those bad boys down and you're good to go. So that it got me thinking, like with the case of a T-shirt or a button down, why don't you just keep the buttons going down so that it stays tucked in? It's not constantly riding up, right? Am I being crazy here? Should I just go ahead and market these?
You're saying for men?
For men. Well, it's like with Brownlow.
Do I need to explain to you the anatomical difference between men and women? Or
no. Oh, okay. They make onesies for boys, too.
There's a diaper that they're wearing. Well, there's protection there.
Yeah, put some padding on there. Yeah, put some padding there. Make it U-shaped. No, but like Brownlow always talks about like why don't dresses have pockets? It's all about men designing dresses so you have to carry bags and things like that. So if a woman finds a dress with pockets, it's like, this is it. Favorite dress ever. So I was just wondering about that when it comes to dress shirts, which I don't wear anymore because they don't fit. It's the OG. Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovias. You got a suit that fits still or no?
Yeah, I just bought one.
Oh, good for you.
Not that long ago.
Good for you. Yeah, the suit that I bought a while back, that thing ain't fitting. It's unfortunate. Let's play matchmaker for quarterbacks and NFL teams because the Carolina Panthers certainly need one. Is it going to be available through free agency or are they going to go through the draft next?
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Look up 99.9 The Fan Raleigh on YouTube, and you can hit that subscribe button and get all sorts of fun stuff. You'll get notifications when we put up new videos and everything else. You can engage in crazy Panther fan comments because anytime we talk about the Panthers and we put it up on YouTube, Panther fans, man, they are invested with all sorts of opinions related to Frank Reich getting hired. But to me, Giglio, you could hire whoever you want. Heck, they could have gotten Sean Payton in a fantasy world, right? But if they don't have a quarterback going forward, well, then it doesn't really matter. The coach is going to invariably find themselves unemployed again. That's ultimately what got Frank Reich done. You think you're having Andrew Luck, you don't. And then from that point on, it was a rotation of QBs. None of them stuck. Ended up being, you know, old guys like Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan, Jacoby Brissett as a brief fill-in there. So if Frank Reich doesn't get the QB, it just ain't going to work out. So I was reading the Washington Post this morning, and Jason LaCanfora decided to play matchmaker in the NFL. And I was like, okay, let me see. All right, Tom Brady, got that. Lamar Jackson, interesting. You know, all possible landing spots. I'm scrolling, and I'm seeing names that I could see with the Carolina Panthers. I know you've brought up Jacoby Brissett. Okay, I could see that as a bridge QB for the Carolina Panthers. What about Jimmy Garoppolo? No. Scroll.
You don't like Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, I'd be okay with it. I'm simply saying I'm scrolling through the story to see whether I would eventually get to the Carolina Panthers. And LaCanfora has C.J. Stroud for the Carolina Panthers with the 9th pick. Or potentially moving up, by the way, which we'll get to in a second. He highlights that the Heisman Trophy finalist from Ohio State is raw, but has size, strength, and accuracy. He'll resonate with owner David Tepper after watching Big Ben all those years as a minority owner with the Steelers. Here's guessing they probably won't have to move up from their 9th overall pick to land him. That's why you made a face. Like, you don't think he's going to be their 9th. No. I agree with you.
No. That's not how the draft works anymore.
Absolutely not. So if the Carolina Panthers are interested in getting a quarterback, they're probably going to have to move up. This gets us to Chris Canty on ESPN. We're actually going to talk to Chris Canty next week from ESPN Radio. He also thinks that the Panthers are going to move up in the draft to get a QB.
The owner has made a decision. I am going to prioritize offense, specifically the quarterback, over defense, because I think that is the long-term remedy to having sustained success. And so when you have a move like this take place, now you start to look at what the Carolina Panthers could potentially do. They have the 9th overall selection right now. Carlin, I'd be shocked if this organization didn't try to find a way to move up. Another thing that would shock me is if their best player on defense, Brian Burns, wasn't moved this offseason. He's going into his last season on his rookie contract, the 5th-year option year, and the Carolina Panthers are over the cap. To me, that is the most valuable trade chip that you have in order to acquire more assets and ammunition to move up in the draft and to have your pick of quarterbacks. I think the Carolina Panthers are a team to watch to move up into the top 5 to take a signal caller.
So that's Chris Canty on ESPN Radio. And he does bring up the Brian Burns aspect of all of this. I know in the regular season, I was adamant that it would be silly to move on from Burns, especially when you're still trying to win the division. He gave you a chance to win, okay? But that's all done. You got a new head coach. They might have different ideas. And he might want to move up in the draft or acquire more picks, and Burns can be a part of that. Maybe it becomes part of a trade for a QB. I don't know. But I can see them shifting gears on Burns being somebody they wanted to keep to a trade chip, as Chris Canty points out.
Well, I didn't think the trade to the Rams made any sense because all of those picks would be so far down the road because the Rams have no first-round picks that it didn't have any value, even though they were offering, what was it, three?
I think it was three.
Yeah,
it was three.
But they were like in, you know, 2032. Scott Fitterer is going to be long gone by then.
Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense. So it doesn't make any sense for him to trade a valuable asset right now. I mean, I would keep Burns, but that's me. You only have so many difference makers on that team.
The question is, and I usually will tell you that the cap is not real, like Birds. Salary caps are not real. And they can try to find a way to finesse that. But I would look at it more from the perspective of, can he be used to get somebody, right? That's the thing. So as I'm reading this story, and La Canfora is putting some quarterbacks together with teams that just don't make a lot of sense to me, there's only one that does, right? Like, for instance, he has...
Wait, before you do this.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to, like, keep your players and pay your players and invest in your players.
I agree.
Brian Burns is 24.
I know.
If you don't think a 24-year-old pass rusher is valuable, then do us all a favor and get out of the NFL. Because that's not real. To your point about things that are real and not real,
yeah.
If you don't believe in a 24-year-old productive pass rusher,
look,
then what do you believe in?
You and I agree in that what the Carolina Panthers have isn't too far off from having a bounce back season.
Correct.
Brian Burns is part of that.
Agreed.
That being said, I don't know the mindset of David Tepper now. I don't know if David Tepper learned his lessons from the first 3 years of, or 2.5 years of Matt Rhule, where they never really truly did a teardown, that maybe this is part of it with Frank Reich. I don't know that yet. I want to hear what they say next week when they have the Frank Reich introductory press conference.
This isn't a college program that you have to tear down and build back up.
I'm with you on that.
That's not how it works in the NFL.
And you end up being the...
Hence the flaw in hiring the idiot that is Matt Rhule.
Then you end up being the Houston Texans, who seem to be in a perpetual state of teardown. There was one name that he put up here that just didn't make any sense to me, and that would be Lamar Jackson to the Atlanta Falcons. Because, again, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you better be getting something in return for Lamar Jackson. Because that's the one thing to keep an eye on. That's one thing to keep an eye on.
A player they don't have under contract, keep in mind. So the return could just be that top five pick.
Maybe it is. It really does.
I would absolutely do, by the way.
It really comes down to whether or not the Ravens believe Lamar Jackson would not play on a franchise tag. That's been floated out. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been focused on the games themselves. We've been focused on the Carolina Panthers and who they were going to hire. But reports with Lamar Jackson indicate that if they were to tag him, which is the obvious thing to do if they can't come to a contract agreement, that there's this idea that Lamar Jackson would just play on that franchise tag. There are indications that he would say, no, I am not. And you know what? I believe Lamar Jackson in that case. Just something to keep an eye on.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.